With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The legal battle of a man fighting extradition to the United States is drawing to a close. Radio K-Man's Jeffy Ebanks brings us this report.
A decision is pending in the extradition case of Venezuelan national Juan Carlos Gonzalez Infante, accused of smuggling cocaine into the U.S. Justice Marlene Carter has reserved judgment after a week-long hearing, acknowledging the complexity of the case. Gonzalez's lawyers, Ben Cooper, KC, argued that Gonzalez suffers from Alzheimer's and vascular dementia, making him unfit for trial in the United States, where he would face inadequate medical care and discrimination. On the other hand, David Perry, KC, representing the U.S., stressed the severity of the charges, including smuggling 100 kilograms of cocaine and money laundering. Perry has also accused Gonzalez's legal team of shopping for favorable expert opinions, which he claimed were previously rejected. Gonzalez has been in custody since 2019 and remains behind bars while awaiting the judge's ruling. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
The trial of a man accused of stalking and other domestic offenses against a man he had a relationship continues with today in grand court. On Wednesday, the complainant faced cross-examination by Theodore O'Neill Morgan's defense counsel, who questioned the complainant about messages exchanged between the pair. These seemed to contradict the complainant's testimony, showing overtly sexual comments and invitations to Morgan and discussions about intended sexual acts and drug use. The defense argues the complainant has not been fully forthcoming about the relationship. The case could wrap up before the end of the week, decided by the jury of six women and one man. And K-Man is representing at the Financial Action Task Force plenary in Paris next week. The delegation includes representatives from multiple agencies within K-Man's anti-money laundering, countering the financing of terrorism, and countering the proliferation of financing framework.
With evolving matters with direct relevance on the agenda, it is important for K-Man to be present at a high political and technical level to engage on these matters, especially in preparation for the fifth round of FATF mutual evaluations.
Financial Services Minister the Honorable Andre Ebanks says the plenary will cover the listing and delisting of countries with AML-CFL deficiencies, matters with direct relevance to K-Man, such as beneficial ownership and virtual asset standards, and jurisdictional updates leading to the next round of mutual evaluations. And finally, the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says those technical issues that were affecting their business center's production of police clearance certificates have been cleared up. However, delays are still expected due to a backlog. Applicants are urged to be patient as staff, quote, work through requests. For urgent matters, you can call 649-4924. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged EU leaders gathered in Brussels to accept his plan to force Russia through military means and diplomacy to end the war. He said Ukraine and its allies must continue to apply pressure on Russia. The Spanish maritime authorities say they've rescued more than 100 migrants whose boats were found in waters near the Canary Islands off North Africa. Spain's search and rescue agency said 58 sub-Saharan migrants were picked up near the island of La Palma. The US military says it's carried out airstrikes on five weapons storage locations in parts of Yemen controlled by the Houthi movement. A statement from the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, said President Biden had authorized the attacks. The EU's foreign policy chief has criticized a 30-day deadline the US has given Israel to increase aid to Gaza or face cuts to American military supplies. Josep Borrell said a month was too long and could mean many more people dying before sufficient aid arrived. A tribunal in Bangladesh has issued an arrest warrant for the exiled former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina in connection with alleged killings during the protest that ousted her. Miss Hasina fled to India following the uprising in July and August. Officials in eastern India say more than 20 people have died after consuming tainted liquor. Deaths due to illegally produced alcohol are a regular occurrence in India, where many people can't afford branded spirits. North Korea appears to have stopped using its own unique calendar that considers year one to be 1912, the birth year of the country's founder, Kim Il-sung. They're now using the Gregorian system, as elsewhere in the world, although there's been no official announcement. That's the latest BBC News.